Chapter 4. Matt Makes a Bet. Matt woke up. There was a strong smell of smoke. A fire? Gran! He jumped out of bed and then remembered where he was. The smoke was from the remains of the city of Atlanta. Today they had to go west to try and find Mr. Wells. Downstairs, Dinah was in the kitchen, washing the dishes from last night's dinner of salted pork and sweet corn.
Can I help?
Asked Matt. Dinah smiled.
Don't you have...
She hesitated.
Slaves in England?
No, and after this war, slavery will end in America too,
he replied.
Do you think the North will win?
She asked him.
I know they'll win,
he answered. Dinah was surprised by his conviction, so Matt quickly changed the subject.
Who's that?
He asked, pointing to a portrait of a severe, pink-faced man with a background of cotton fields and slaves on the kitchen wall.
He was my master,
said Dinah.
He wasn't a bad man. He whipped the men if they didn't work well, but never the women.
I'm ready.
Linda came downstairs then.
Let's go west,
she said, smiling. They walked from the White House to the main road. From Atlanta came a slow procession of wagons. Their occupants all looked sadly down the road, as if towards an uncertain future. Smoke from the town blocked out the sunlight, and there was a strange, uneasy silence. The wooden houses they passed were burnt, many reduced to ashes, and other buildings were damaged by the North's cannons. There were many Union soldiers in their blue uniforms, but they were all too busy digging trenches to transform the city into a military base to notice the three friends. In the centre, some of Atlanta's commercial buildings were still intact.
We need information,
said Matt, pointing to a saloon.
Let's try there.
It's better if we girls stay outside,
said Dinah to Linda. Matt went into the saloon, trying to look grown up. There was sawdust on the floor, a bar with numerous bottles of liquor behind it, and a pianist playing a sad melody at the old dusty piano. It was Dixie, but he was playing the usually happy song of the South to the tempo of a funeral march.
What can I do for you, boy?
Asked the barman.
How can I get to Kansas?
Asked Matt. The barman laughed.
First you have to leave Atlanta, boy. Then just ask for directions,
he said sarcastically.
Kansas?
A tall man in a brown Stetson with small dark eyes and a thin black moustache approached Matt.
There's a stagecoach leaving this morning, and I've got 3 tickets,
he said.
That's great,
said Matt eagerly.
Yeah, for me and my family.
The man laughed sadistically and turned to the barman.
Give me another glass of good southern whiskey,
he demanded.
In a few weeks, all I'll have to drink will be horrible northern liquor in Kansas.
He quickly drank his whiskey.
Who wants to play billiards with Rhett Beauregard, the best player in Georgia?
He shouted suddenly.
It's my last game in the old Atlanta saloon.
Nobody answered. The few silent clients were lost in their own sad thoughts. Matt had an idea.
I do,
he said quickly.
I'll play billiards with you, but I want to make a bet. If I win, I want your 3 tickets for the Kansas stagecoach.
Beauregard thought for a moment. Then he said, smiling horribly,
And if you lose, boy, I want that slave girl you left outside.